Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's a Hall of Famer, a three-time Super Bowl champ, former 49ers wide receiver, and 95.7 The Game football insider. Brought to you by Xfinity. Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Jerry Rice joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, good morning. We always appreciate the time. Let's jump right into it. We can get into all the details we want, but first and foremost, that was a heck of a football game last night, wasn't it?
Hey, man, what a crazy football game. And, you know, I got to take my hat off to the Niners. You know, they fought hard. You know, they had so many key guys that was out of the game. You know, you think about Kittle. You think about Sanders, all of those guys. Jones, he got hurt. I think, you know, a couple more guys got hurt. But still, we had a chance to win it at the end. And you know what I'm going to say, Lo, here's the deal. This guy had just been brought on, this kicker, 47-yarder, fourth down and one yard. You got to leave it up to that offensive line to get you that 1 yard.
I'm with you.
Bottom line.
I am with you, Jerry. I think that especially that situation, game flow, I'm going for two, fourth and less than a yard. Totally agree with you. When you saw Jimmy G last night, the pressure that he was under seemed a little skittish at times. How do you bounce back from that? What do you think about Jimmy G and some of the younger guys, receivers, born just to, you know, tipping balls up, turn them into interception? How do you clean those things up?
No, here's the deal, man. Look, whenever you can get your hands on the ball, you got to make the catch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, I think Jimmy G, he felt pressure last night. You know, we thought with that offensive line coming back that he would have additional time. But, you know, you got to know that the Seattle Seahawks, you know, their defensive front is really fast and their secondary is fast. They're going to put pressure on you. But it's up to those receivers in crucial situations to make catches. And they had way too many drops last night. It was costly. I think he got sacked about five times, you know, two of those fumbles. And, you know, you got to always protect the football. That's one thing I didn't see Jimmy G doing last night. He was making errant throws, and I think it ended up costing the Niners in the long run.
How troubling is it that the tackles, both returning from injury, Joe Staley and Mike McGlinchey, both had such a tough time against a Seattle front that really hadn't been accumulating that many sacks this year?
Hey, Clowney was like, he was
clowning
everybody.
He was clowning.
Was an animal on that football field. And when you're coming off an injury and you just getting back into that flow again, you're not, you know, and you've been out for a while, you're not up to speed. So it's going to take a while before that offensive line is a little bit more stable and those guys a little bit more secure. But, you know, it's things that they can clean up. It's okay. You know, we're 8-1. We still, you know, we're leading the division.
Did we lose Jerry? Is Jerry still there?
You've got to clean up those mistakes. Once you, I think this team is all right.
Jerry Rice, the Hall of Famer, with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. There's some discussion late in the game. The Niners got the ball back in overtime with a minute 50 left on the clock. They went incomplete, and then kicked the ball back to Seattle, who had no timeouts. Some think the Niners should have just played for the tie there. Do you agree with that, or should they have been that aggressive?
Yeah, you know what? There comes a time when you feel like, okay, and it came back to hunt us towards the end with Russell Wilson. He did that on his own, you know, towards the end. He won that football game. And I think, you know, in a situation like that, when you get the opportunity to try to win a football game, you got to go for it because you can tell that momentum is changing. And, you know, I got to give it to Russell Wilson. He made some big plays towards the end and got his team in position to win.
No question. He really did. When you saw the defense, especially with Russell Wilson's ability to scramble and continue to make plays with his legs, what do they have to do? Because I'm in the church to thinking that the team you're going to play next week, Arizona, he's not good as Russell Wilson, but you're going to see something similar. How do you cut down on that? You see Russell Wilson just pick up the ball and just throw it to receiver, making the DBs tackle, the read option, having Nicky Bosa try to collapse, and then he gets outside the pocket where he can throw better because he can see better. How much do you think that Arizona is going to continue to try to do that game plan?
Well, they're definitely going to look at that game, and they're going to try to want to do something the same thing that the Seattle Seahawks did. But, you know, it's going to be up to the Niners to clean that up. I was very surprised that they didn't have a spy on Russell Wilson.
Me too.
You know, because it's like, you know, at least you have a spy. You have a guy that's in position that maybe can make a play. And, you know, he ended up hurting us towards the end. But, yeah, I'm sure, you know, the next team is going to come back. They're going to look at that film, and they're going to try to do the same thing.
Offensively, the Niners struggled to run the football, Seattle committing 7 and 8 bodies inside the box on many of those downs. Do they need to change their approach to running it, or do they have to just stay the course and hope the blockers can get it done next week?
No, those receivers got to make plays outside, guys. That's the bottom line. You know, when the ball is in the air, you got to move, keep the chains moving.
Yep.
That's the most important thing. And they didn't do that last night. There were so many drops. And it's like it was weird because I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, okay, you know, just make a play. You make a play, you keep the chains moving, you keep that momentum going and stuff like that. Then all of a sudden, you know, you don't put all that pressure on Jimmy G to make certain throws and stuff like that. A few drops and all that. Now, you know, Jimmy G is feeling a little bit of pressure. You know, he feels like he got to make an incredible play or something like that. He threw the ball into some places that I had never seen him throw the ball into at times. And, you know, that was because of the pressure that was being put on him. But you got to be able to protect that football at all times.
Jerry Rice joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. So what's next? What's next? You got Arizona this week. You're a very big favorite in the eyes of Vegas, but you're banged up. Emmanuel Sanders is hurt. George Kittle's hurt. It's going to be a short week, and you got to get past this. It's the first loss of the season. So what's the message in the locker room this week?
Well, hey, the message is reality is back. You know, you were undefeated. Now all of a sudden you lost a rival game, and somehow you got to find a way to get a win, you know, this coming week. That's the bottom line. You know, it's next man up. That's the most important thing. And it's going to be up to those players to go in there and look at that film and be real critical on themselves and say, hey, look, you know, we can't make mistakes like that. We can't drop the ball in certain crucial situations. You know, we can't make errant throws like that. You know, whenever we get a chance to make a play on defense, we got to do that. So, yeah, you know, they got to be hard on themselves, but they got to, you know, also say, hey, look, okay, now we're back to the drawing board and let's go out and get a win.
Jerry, you know Wes Walker, a guy who had a very, very good career, who's on this Niners staff. How does he get a guy like Goodwin to catch the ball? What are some of the things that they can do? Or do you look at a Goodwin and saying, hey, we know he's a track star. How do we get this guy up to speed? Or is this just a guy you have to pass on now because you watch the inconsistency? Does he just have not hands? Can he not develop this? What's up with him?
No, I think the thing is he's rusty. You know, he's been injured. He's been injured for a long time. Now he's trying to get up to speed just like, you know, a couple of those guys on that offensive line. And, you know, extra reps, doing practice or whatever to try to get yourself up to speed. We know that Goodwin can make catches. But, you know, in that ball game, the one that went off his fingertips, he should have caught that football. That's the bottom line. And stuff like that. So, you know, he's a little out of right now. But, you know, this week is another weekend. He's just going to have to do a little extra work to try to get himself up to speed.
Is it equally challenging for Dante Pettis and Kendrick Bourne? Bourne had some looks last night, but he also had some drops. How can a player of that caliber, outside of extra reps, how in the middle of the season can you really be able to raise your game when you haven't been the top target most of the year?
Hey, here's the deal, guys. Look, the bottom line is that, hey, look, if I was on that football team right now, I would do everything it takes to be the man. That's the main focus. It's great working together as a tandem and all of that, but it's all about competition. That's going to bring out the best of you. And, you know, with Deebo Samuel and stuff like that, he had some drops last night. And I have always said he was the guy, the go-to guy. So you got to step up every ball game, and you got to put that pressure on yourself. And, you know, yeah, it's great to be a part of a tandem and stuff like that, but I want to be the guy. And I think that's the way, you know, someone in that receiving core, that's the way they got to look at it.
Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champ, former Niner wide receiver, 95.7 The Game football insider, the incomparable Jerry Rice with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, we always appreciate the time and the insights. Thank you for coming on this morning.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.